Well, Christian, you and I were just talking about the weather, and obviously it seems like any producer I talk to, that's how the conversation lately has been starting, because rains are coming very timely. The temperatures aren't too bad for the month of August, and really the Western Corn Belt has not a lot to complain about at this point.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, if you're picking up these timely rains, you know, the temperatures haven't been too crazy hot for the most part, but the rains have been coming at the right time. We did get, you know, there's some rain overnight in certain parts of the Western Corn Belt, and if they get those rains, boy, they are really looking good, because it does look dry going forward, and that has sparked the soybeans here today, because those August rains mean so much to that market, and so we're having a nice rally. So for the people that have received the rain, they are looking great. For the people that haven't, they're going to be looking for some rain, and currently forecast, basically after this weekend anyway, after the 3-day forecast here, does look drier. So if you pick up the rains, you'll be very happy. If you don't, you know, the crop could start to change a little bit because of that.
How much weight are you putting on the August 12th report?
You know, the August 12th report is an interesting one because, you know, they're going to check stands and population count, and those are going to be good. Those are going to be high. Typically what you see is you don't see the yield change much or come down that much. So you're not going to get maybe the number even what the trade is expecting in that report. So, I mean, if you're just a numbers guy and you're going to look at yield and carry out, that might be different than what the trade might be, you know, expecting, or at least what the trade is thinking. Because you're starting to see more yields you know, come out at different numbers for corn and beans, not as high as before, but more than likely the USDA is going to keep their number fairly high in the August report. Now, October, November, and even the December report, that yield can change, but more than likely it's not going to change for this report.
Now, I know they were going to do some reevaluating, too, of a few of those states. That I'm sure you guys are all factoring in.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to, you know, be looking at that. You know, and it's going to come down to the bottom line. I mean, there were some groups out this week that were in the low 160s. You know, and you got some people for yield for corn, and you got some other people 164, 165, even 166. So that's the range that you're looking at. Now, if you do go with the 160 camp, you know, then prices are more likely going to have a pretty decent rally from here, and the carryout's going to get much, much tighter. And a lot of these, you know, factors are, you know, looking at what do things look like in the West. Everyone knows that's good. It's going to be a record in a lot of these states. It's just a matter of by how much. But then, you know, the Eastern Corn Belt, I mean, you see pictures of overhead pictures that, you know, you got a lot of yellow, you got some drowned out to deal with. You know, it's going to be hard to get those yields extremely high.
As we look at the prices that we've seen within these grains, many are wondering how much lower can corn go, and is there the opportunity to push closer to that $5 mark?
Yeah, you know, I think a few concerns on the corn market is the funds are still really long. So whenever you have any kind of economic issues, you know, we've seen more coming out of China lately that haven't been positive, then you have to worry about the funds getting out of their positions, and when they're long and they're selling the market, putting pressure on price. I don't think the farmer's interested in selling a lot of grain here, but, you know, seasonally, technically, we might have put in a bottom, but it feels like we're almost in a trading range here that we don't currently, it doesn't feel like we have a lot of downside, but the upside's been fairly limited too, so you know, we're just kind of chopping around, biding our time, watching the weather, seeing if there's anything new to develop, whether the crop can get smaller or continue to be large.